4th of January, 1861. Very sharp frost and fine. I and Joe walked to Howe Green ferreting rabbits. Mr. Young gave us three. We got a ride home just in time. Father had let our gas meter get on fire nearby the shop. I put it out. Anne and Priscilla to Luton and back. DB came up here. I went home with her. Very tired, had toothache. 5th of January, 1861. Sharp frost and snowstorms. We had a new gas meter fixed, a dry one. Joe went to meet David. DB came up here. I went home with her. I had toothache very bad. Sharp frost at night. 6th of January, 1861. Very sharp frost and fine. We went to Cowbridge Chapel all day. Heard Mr. Wannacott in the morning from the third chapter of Luke, from the fourth to the sixth verse. He gave an address to the school in the afternoon. A gentleman from Ireland preached at night from the third chapter, 1 Timothy, 16th verse. Anne had tea and supper at Miss Putin's. I had tea at DB. I had a row with Father. A great many went skating, DB in the afternoon. 7th of January, 1861. Very sharp frost and fine. Mr. J. Evans' horse ran away, broke the chase in 4th Street. DB went to Cole Green, Captain Bailey. We went to midday prayer meeting at Cowbridge and to a revival meeting at Town Hall at night. I and Joe went skating on Castle Meads. Anne and Pris went to tea and supper at Mrs. Errington's. Emma went to tea and supper at Miss Balkin's. I, Joe and E. Munnings went home with Herndall at night. I was very tired and stiff. 8th of January, 1861. Very sharp frost. 23 degrees frost. Anne went by first train to Harlow and back. I and Joe went skating. I sold a pair of skates for 4 shillings. We brought Old Smoker, our dog, back for 4 hens and 1 and 6p. We had a hen die. Our people went to midday prayer meeting at Cowbridge and to revival meeting at Town Hall at night. I went to Cole Green for DB, got home at 11, had a jolly row with a grumbling old man. He threatened to lock me out. We played cricket on the ice, a great many people there.